Michael Rogers, Interim Director of the Citrus Research and Education Center at Lake Alfred, tells what the best thing is growers can do right now to cope with HLB or greening disease.
There's a lot of products that are coming, a lot of solutions that are being developed right now that are still some time away. And most growers will tell you they don't have time to wait for those solutions. And right now, the best thing that a grower can do is to participate in the CHIMA program, work with their neighbors to coordinate those pesticide applications for psyllid control, because those are the most effective thing at slowing down the spread of citrus greening disease. Where we've looked at over 60 different citrus blocks around the state. These are young tree plantings, about 2 years of age, and look at the HLB incidence in these new plantings. And what we're finding is a very clear-cut pattern of little or no infection where there's a very good CHIMA participation or CHIMA program in place. You compare that to areas where there's medium or high psyllid populations, or there's less CHIMA activity, and we are actually seeing relatively high levels of HLB infection in these new plantings just in the first 2 years, as high as 20-some-odd percent. So you can compare that to where we have a good CHIMA participation, the infection rates are averaging around 1% after a two-year period.
Let's put on your hat as interim center director at the CREC. Some other things that are coming on HLB.
Well, one of the things we're really excited about right now is the fact that we do have some new rootstock materials that have been released through the Fast Track program. There's actually 17 rootstocks that have been released by UF. And we think that these show a lot of promise in terms of having demonstrated tolerance to HLB. Our plant improvement group has been working very long and hard to develop these new rootstock materials. Growers have had the opportunity recently to see these in demonstration trials in the field, and the results look excellent. We're seeing good quality fruit, high yields, and very little signs in terms of HLB symptoms. I mean, there are some symptoms there, but the trees seem to be tolerating that very well. And so we're really hoping that one of these rootstocks, if not more of these rootstocks, will really hold the key to helping us survive in this HLB battle. Because, again, I mentioned earlier that when you look back at CTV and the struggles we faced as an industry when citrus tristeza virus came into Florida, the ultimate solution there was changing rootstocks from sour orange to another rootstock for growers to use. And that may be really what's needed here in the case of HLB. And so we'll see how those rootstocks fare out as growers around the state are starting to plant those new rootstock varieties.
And one other thing you referred to, which growers, of course, can use now, research being done on it, thermotherapy. Tell us how much promise does that offer, do you think?
Well, we've seen a lot of work and a lot of interest in the thermal therapy work that's being done by researchers both at the University of Florida and the USDA. One of the more interesting approaches has been the use of steam machines to actually cover the tree and then pump steam in. And within about 45 seconds to a minute, you can actually knock back the bacteria in the above ground portion of the tree. And work is going on right now to see how long does that tree remain in remission, if you will, of the HLB symptoms. And we expect it'll be at least a year, maybe more. Essentially, you're adding a year or more's time of life to that tree. So that work is ongoing right now just to validate those questions of, you know, how long is this therapy going to last for? How often would a tree have to be retreated? And is it really going to pay off in terms of the economics and the yields down the road? And at the same time, there's work to actually take the steam mechanism and put it below ground as well to try to cure the root system, because we know the root system can harbor the bacteria as well. And so efforts are being made to also try to develop systems to deliver that steam to the root system of the trees and provide a whole tree therapy for HLB.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.